What's up, fellas?
You're going, coach.
All right, coach.
Just hold on a second. I checked my daughter's playing for first place right now. I need to check the score real quick. Really proud of our guys. Thought we played very hard. I'm looking at my daughter. So tonight, just so you guys know, my daughter had 32 points. She had 10 rebounds. She had 32 and 10 tonight.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
12 for 22 from the field. So they won the regular season championship. Really proud of the effort our guys played with tonight. I think our guys did a good job of understanding what we needed to do to win. Just really proud of the effort. And then obviously we made some shots, and that's always a positive. 22 assists on 28 made baskets. That's pretty impressive.
Okay, sir. I'll go first. So obviously a big game for Chiron, career high. Just thoughts on him, his game today.
Yeah, he's just been doing a great job. I think he's been just doing a great job of getting the ball to the basket, and then he made two threes. He got himself to the foul line. He had six assists. He did a little bit of everything tonight. Those are things he's capable of doing.
Yeah, coach, your team 25. But then an offensive explosion seemingly out of nowhere, scoring 52 points in the second half. What did you kind of just walk me through the locker room and what you told your guys at halftime to cause this offensive eruption?
I thought it had more to do with how they were playing us defensively. So they were pressing us. So we were able to get a lot of shots off the press. We got some wide open shots off the press. I thought that helped us. And then I thought our guys just did a great job of sharing the ball within their zone. The first time around, we really struggled against their zone. This time we did a much better job.
Yeah, kind of going off that and talking about the press. Your team, I mean, Bucknell pretty much pressed all game long, full court, and you guys broke it seemingly every time. No turnovers in any of the press, leading to some easy buckets. How was the team able to look so comfortable in the face of pressure?
I think the big thing is like a lot of guys are very good. It's hard to see that with this team right now because we haven't consistently made shots, but this is a very good passing team. Like Otto and Nico have really good instincts. Chiron's got really good instincts. Ethan's been a point guard in his past. Ben Roy's a really good passer. Miles is a much improved passer. I think that's a big deal for us that those guys are very good passers. So when they against zone and against pressure, we have the personnel to be able to get good ones and make good plays.
And then you touched on it a little bit, four double-digit scores today too. Kind of what's it mean when you can get offensive contributions from everyone?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, and I think those guys are all capable of. I think we have enough where we could get four guys in double figures if we can get the right shots. Tonight we were able to do that.
Coach, and going over to the defensive side of the ball, you guys were very active, hands up defense all game long, forcing Bucknell 14 turnovers. You guys limited Williams to the 7 points, whereas the season averages right around 13. So what can you say about the team's defensive effort?
We decided to blitz him in the post. I think against Creed Keegan Records, he destroyed the blitz, but we wanted to blitz him. We did a good job of blitzing him. We fouled him, but he only had one field goal that he made. If you told me going into the game that he was going to have one field goal, I'd feel pretty good about winning the game. Forrest, I thought Forrest still, he had 18 and Edmonds had 17, but we did a good job on everyone else.
Yeah, and then just one more for me. You guys have kind of had a little trouble winning stringing a couple of wins together. What's kind of the game plan going forward, kind of building momentum towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I think the whole thing is like just trying to get better. I think we're playing better basketball. Like against Colgate, we played well. We just didn't, you know, we didn't play great down the stretch of that game. You know, we're, you know, we lost to Army, but I thought we played pretty well. We just didn't make shots. Like, I think we played pretty well. You know, we just need to make, you know, we need to be able to make shots tonight. Tonight we made shots. We've been defending at a pretty good level. We work the ball. We get pretty good shots most of the time. I think the two things we could do a better job of in the second half of games, just defending at a higher level. And I think our late game execution needs to be better. Those are things coming down the stretch that I'm going to continue to work on with this team. But I think we're, you know, we could be a tough out in 3 weeks. I think that's the thing. You know, we're playing better as the year is going on, and that's what you want.
Yeah, coach, and last question for me. I mean, Brenda kind of asked the question that I was gonna ask, but I'm gonna go over the standings. You got a big win for you guys. Now you guys are 5-7 in the Patriot League, sitting at fifth place. Just how important was this win to kind of like set the momentum and, you know, going up against Army next week, kind of like Brendan mentioned, trying to string a few
Yeah, I
wins together.
think, you know, that's a big game for us. You know, we're, you know, I think our guys know there's a lot at stake right now. We're 2 games behind Bucknell now. And there's a lot of basketball to be played. So I think there's just a lot at stake, and we have to take advantage of every opportunity we have to put ourselves in a position to get ready for the Patriot League tournament.